Look, realistically, we knew this season for Florida State would be a rebuild of some sort. But mm-hmm. from what I can tell on Twitter from the FSU fans, they're still in a little bit of shock after Saturday. Is that your reading as well?
I think they're coming down off of it at this point. I think if you listen to Knowles 24/7 on the Bench podcast, you would know there is major deficiencies in this team. We kind of pointed those out early on in the summer about defensive end, potential quarterback issues, especially with Chubba Purdy going down. But I think there's some surprises. You know, no production out of Marvin Wilson in the middle. Definitely not one of the best offensive lines FSU is going to face. The whole defensive tackle rotation was talked about so much during the spring and summer, and it kind of fell flat. There's very little production out of Jayshon Corbin and LaDainian Webb in the running back room. Tamari Terry, Warren Thompson dropped some key passes. I mean, Tamari and Terry's drop on that deep ball that was basically a guaranteed touchdown, that one hurt. And James Blackman made some mistakes and was never able to bounce back from it.
Allen in Tampa says, ask Berg to assess the quarterback situation.
There's not many options right now because Chubba Purdy is out with the collarbone issue. We talked to Mike Norvell yesterday. Mike Norvell expects him back relatively soon. To me, it sounds like probably on the safe side, I don't see him returning to practice for another 2 weeks. So maybe we're like 3 or 4 weeks away from getting him back. So he's out of the question for right now.
Right.
Because Florida State has a bye this week and then plays Miami. They got to figure out what they're doing for Miami. My gut says it's going to be James Blackman. I mean, I don't think they're going to win with James Blackman. But Tate Rodemaker, true freshman, they fought in camp. You know, they competed for the starting job, and James Blackman won it. I think Jordan Travis obviously has some deficiencies as a thrower. If you make him your starting quarterback, you're going to put the whole game plan around a running option offense. You're going to install that, and then what happens if he goes down? You don't have another quarterback on the roster that can run that offense. So it's a mess at quarterback. I think we're going to see James Blackman start against Miami.
Back in the day when Tennessee hired Lane Kiffin, one of the things he did was he dropped Tosh Boyd. And caught a lot of heat for that. Obviously, Tosh Boyd had a good career at Clemson after that. So Norvell gets the job. And again, I like the hire. I'm not changing my thoughts on that. But the Jeff Sims story, just refresh me. They had him committed. Did Norvell call him and just say, we're not interested? What happened there?
No. He was committed to Willie Taggart and his staff from the spring all the way through the summer, all the way through the fall, and then Willie Taggart gets fired. So he was committed for about, let's call it 8 or 9 months. And during that time, Willie Taggart was so gun-shy about losing a quarterback, he basically told Sims, like, we're not recruiting another quarterback, and they weren't. They weren't going to take one, even though they should have taken two. You know, they had Jeff Sims committed, and they were making him their guy. So then when Mike Norvell got there, he knew that this roster needed two quarterbacks. Well, he went and made an in-home visit the first week he got there to Jeff Sims, and I wasn't there. I don't know what the conversation was like, but he informed him, you know, of the plan and wanted to take two. And Sims, this was a complete opposite message of what Sims was hearing before. And they took Tate Rodemaker right when he arrived, which they had to because Tate Rodemaker was an early enrollee, and they had to get him in the early signing period. So they just took him right away, and then Jeff Sims was still committed. Well, Sims thought that he was the only QB in the class. The conversation went down in-home. He sat on it for, I think, like 48 hours, and then he decommitted, and then eventually ended up signing with Georgia Tech. I know you want to know, was this a mistake, in my opinion? Jeff Sims had a great game against Florida State, and I think he's going to have a great career. I also think it's not necessarily Jeff Sims' job to stay loyal to the FSU program under any circumstance. I think it's maybe the head coach's job to massage that conversation and make it work and get both of these kids on campus, get your Rodemaker and Sims or Purdy and Sims or whatever you want to do. But it didn't go down like that. And Sims got the impression that, you know, he should go somewhere else. and he decommitted 2 days later and ended up signing with Georgia Tech.
Jim and Jupiter, ask Berg what's his prediction for wins and losses after losing to an awful Georgia Tech team.
Well, I was saying like 6 or 7 wins was realistic and would be considered a good season in my opinion. So I'm trying to drop that down. Maybe to like 5 would be a good season right now. But I could honestly, you know, in a bad, if it gets bad, bad, I could see them winning 2 games this year. But right now, maybe 5 would be my prediction. You know, beat Miami, maybe I'll change my tune. But right now, 5 wins would be great. Looking at that schedule.
Yeah. Miami, want to ask you about them and that Louisville game. That's probably my favorite game of this weekend coming up. It really is. It's teams that are looking up right now after just one game, but a lot of energy, a lot of positive energy going on at both of these places.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some thoughts on Miami right now. Are they what you thought or a little ahead?
No, I wasn't all that impressed with Miami against UAB. I thought overall they're just a smaller team. I can't see them. They're not ready to compete for the ACC. And I'm not talking about beating Clemson, but just being up there mentioned with teams like Clemson. I thought that their secondary is small. They're not as big as you'd like to see a typical Miami team that's ready to go and win something. Derek King, I thought he had a good game. He did what he needed to do to put points on the board. The passing game looks a little questionable, but he's definitely a threat as a just as a scorer, man. He can run it. He needs to improve his passing. We'll see if that is just the first game with these receivers or what. But they got the win. I think they have a good shot to beat FSU next week, and they got to beat Louisville. This is a big game for them. College game day's there, Bill.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Josh Newberg is with us. Talking some college football, Florida State's first weekend, not the best. Now, I'll tell you what, it was an awkward day. I'm not making any of this as an excuse, but rain delays and sitting out there, and that's hard on any team, you know?
Yeah. It was hard on both of them, though, Bill. They both had to go through it. I've already tried to spin it that way. You know.
But... Oh, I thought it only rained on Florida State's side. Oh,
I already tried that. You can't use my own words against me.
Quick note here. Pat Forty tweeted just prior to this hour. Nicole Arbach. Big Ten will begin its fall season the weekend of October 24th, a source tells The Athletic. Official announcement coming shortly. Daily rapid testing, huge reason that this is possible. So, again, just interrupting there. But I tell you, Berg, I know you don't spend your time covering the Big Ten, but I'd like to see them back out on the field. And it sounds
I'm just confused. Does that mean that, like, game one will be October 24th and they'll just do the whole preseason in, like, what is that, like 5 weeks?
I don't think so.
I'm
hearing an 8-game or 7-game, it didn't say there, 8 or 7-game regular season.
Beginning in October.
October 24th is what it says there. And then that would give them time to get their Big Ten championship game in December 19th, because on the 20th, the next day, the committee announces the four teams. So
I'm glad. I'm definitely it's been fun making fun of the Big Ten for looking goofy on the sidelines, but yeah. It's about time. It was getting weird.
Here is a note and question for you. I watched Notre Dame do, and it's game one, okay? Don't need to be the best team yet in game one, but Notre Dame looked a little sloppy. I don't know if they are indeed the number two team in that league.
They got USF this weekend.
Yeah.
And then I think FSU travels there in 3 weeks.
Think so, yeah.
Three weeks. We'll see. I mean, you know, Notre Dame is a program that can come out a little bit sloppy sometimes and turn it around. They got who's their biggest name on the schedule right now?
Clemson.
Do they have Clemson?
Clemson.
They don't have Clemson.
Yeah.
They do.
They get Clemson at home in November. Yeah.
Well, that's all we'll need to know, right, Bill?
Yeah. I mean, that's Judgment Day, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the truth comes out. And Clemson, if Clemson didn't look good enough, of course they played Wake Forest, mm-hmm. what are they going to be in like 8 weeks?
Right. What are any of these teams going to be in 8 weeks? It's crazy. It's a fun year, though. I'm really enjoying football. Like, I was watching week one, and it was just crazy to see college football back on. And you got to really enjoy it because the way the atmosphere in political climate, you never know. It could be the last week. You know, everything could be called off at any minute. So enjoy every weekend.
Tell everybody about what's next on the podcast called The Big Three Roll-Up.
Ooh, we taped our first episode of Same Energy Sunday. You remember what that is, Bill, right? The call-in only show that we tape on Sundays?
I recall.
This is our fourth season of doing that, and the show is huge. It was fun. It was fun being on there, even though FSU lost. So they're all gunning for me. But we recorded the big show yesterday. It'll drop on Thursday morning at 7 a.m. on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get podcasts.
Good stuff, Berg. We'll see you next week.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
There you go, Josh Newberg.